Good morning, family. Good to see you guys this morning. And happy Father's Day to the fathers. What a wonderful time that we can just come together and just thank our Heavenly Father for all the fathers out there. And I just want to pray before I start this morning. Father, we want to thank you this morning for your presence. We thank you. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. And Father, we thank you that we can come this morning. Lord, we come with an attitude of worship. We come with an open heart to receive what you have for us on this day. We declare that this is the day that you have made, created, and that we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. I thank you, Father, for your goodness and your presence here in our midst this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, I want to share with you a message this morning that I've entitled, Keep Calm and Trust God. There's a word for somebody this morning. Keep calm and trust God. You know, I was driving down the motorway here, well, A2, actually, on my way to Bangor, and there was a billboard that says, Trust your lawyer. Trust your lawyer. Now, it can go on. Trust your president. Trust the politicians, trust. And I think this is an issue that we're facing right now in our city, that there's a lot of mistrust right now, not just in our city, but globally, on a global stage, presidents, nations. And as you know, that we are living in a divided city where this is just something that the enemy has used, not just for decades, but centuries, of how he is just bring division. And I want to talk to you this morning about trust. And one of the things that God has been speaking to me about is in Proverbs. If you got your Bible here, why don't you turn to Proverbs 3, verse 5. We're going to get started this morning. This is a well-known scripture that we've learned in kids' church many years ago. This is something that I've learned off heart. And it says here in Proverbs 3 verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. And I really believe that God wants to teach us about trust. Friends, this is such an important part of our lives, of relationship. It is foundational, it's fundamental, and it's important that we get this. I know of how many of you have been on a journey with God, and it is a journey about trusting God, trusting your spouse, trusting the one that you're walking with, family members, and I believe this is something God wants us to focus on this morning, is to trust. And I really also believe that God wants to renew and restore some trust in relationships. How many of you that know that we go through challenges in life? Everything in life is not just sunshine and roses. It's not just all smiley emojis. We go through some challenges. And as I was just praying about this morning, God has just put a couple of things in my heart and some truths that I want to share with you this morning. And I was just starting to write down in my quiet time, and I wrote down, I heard the Holy Spirit say, I'm reinforcing and restoring trust in relationships and teaching my church and children to trust and lean on me and not on their own worldly and human understanding and on the things that cannot satisfy them. Many have lost hope and trust, but I am the God that heals the brokenhearted and restores that which is broken and are precious and valuable to me. See, I will do it by my spirit and teach my church to lean and trust not on the things that the world offers that can not satisfy or bring them fulfillment. I'm pouring out and releasing new grace over relationships, nations, and restoring trust and bringing healing and reconciliation. God is saying, I am a covenant-keeping God, and my promises are yes and amen. I will remain faithful to my promise to you and to your family. Watch and see what I will do as you trust and believe in my promise. I believe that is a word for some of you this morning, as God just wants to remind you to trust in Him and not to lean on your own understanding. Friends, there's many things that we can lean on in our life that has become a crutch. And what He's teaching us is not to lean on our own understanding, our human thinking, and things that we will depend on. And I believe that we're in a season now that God is growing a dependency on Him. He's making us more dependent on Him, not on man, not on our politicians. He's making us dependent on Him. He's drawing us to Himself, and He's teaching us, as a father teaches his son, his daughter, to walk. Many of us here as fathers, we have children, and we, and in that journey as they grow up, and I'm speaking as a father this morning, I've been teaching my children about trust. And I believe that God is saying we need to become like children. And I know that children just trust. From a young age, they said, you say jump, they will come, they will do things. Hopefully we not manipulate them to do things, right? But it's a journey of trust. And that is what God wants to do. He wants to reinforce that trust. What I mean with that word reinforce, it's like I was in the construction engineering trade and build commercial buildings. And at the foundation of this building, we need to put in reinforcement to strengthen the foundations of this building. Because what we're going to build on that foundation is important. And what's in our foundation is important. And I believe that in our foundation should be trust. That is something God wants to reinforce. And it comes where we are reminded of who He is. And my question to you this morning, what are you currently leaning on and trusting in right now? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now, the heart, I believe, friends, is bigger than the mind. That's why He highlights the heart. And I want to share this truth here. Let everything about you and in your life be anchored in who He is. I've shared this before. What we know of God or believe of God will either determine that we run to Him or from Him. I'm just thinking about the prodigal son on Father's Day and how the son went through so much in his life, messed up in so many ways, blown his inheritance. But there's a reason why he returned to the father's house. There's a reason why he came back. He could have gone many other places. I'm sure there were some choices, but there was a reason why he went back to the father's house. And I believe the reason is that he knew who the Father is. He knew that the Father is a Father of love. The way that the Father treated His servants, He observed that. And that is a mental picture that He was carrying with Him, even in the pigsty. When He was sitting there, there were some things about His Father that He was longing for. And so let everything about you and in your life be anchored in who He is. Who is God to you? Can He be trusted? I've had conversations with several people over the last couple of months that have really lost trust in God. They're disappointed, wary of just, I'm so disappointed in God. Why did God allow these things to happen? Why has it taken so long? Why did He take my friend from me? And so they walk around with these father wounds. And in many ways, we have other father wounds or father vacuums. There's things that we long for. And, our fathers, as we grow up, we did not have, we don't have the perfect father. My dad is a wonderful man, but I know he's not a perfect father. Our Heavenly Father is perfect. And so we've had desires of Him to fulfill those things in our lives, to be there, to be present as we go to our football games or whatever it is. And, you know, wanting that affirmation and say, well done, my son. I am so proud of you. Now, we didn't have that perfect examples. But I believe that God wants us to take hold of and discover His true nature of who He is. And that's what I love about the Father. When you get to know Him, you realize He's always present. He's not absent. How many of you have discovered God is not absent? That Beth Midler song, From a Distance, God is Watching Us. What a lot of rubbish. All right? It's not from a distance. God is present. He is Emmanuel. He's God with us. And that's what I love about our God. And it says here, the author in Proverbs says, "You lean not on your own understanding." That lean on. Whatever supports you, that leaning on is whatever is supporting you. As I'm leaning on this morning, this supports me. I want to say to you, what are you leaning on this morning? What are you leaning on in this stage, in this season of your life? And don't let your understanding be that what supports you. And so it's the importance, friends, that we understand who God is. Make sure that you stay exposed to the need in such a way that it would become normal for you to lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. Do not let your understanding, friends, your revelation and insight be the source of your strength. This is what he's saying. Your human understanding. Don't let your understanding, your revelation, your insights, worldly insights, be the source of your strength. Let it be in the heartfelt abandonment to the purposes of God. The foundation, here it is this morning, the foundation of trust in a successful relationship is always rooted and built on love. It's always got to be the center. For a successful marriage, for a successful relationship, this has got to be built on love. Love is the glue. The glue that keeps us together, binds us together. And this is this is what a successful relationship looks like when that is in the center. And so, you know, we know that God is what? God is love. So when God is in the center of that relationship, that means that He's in that place with us in between relationship, between man and wife. That is the glue. That's what keeps us together. I did a wedding just in South Africa a couple of weeks ago, and had the opportunity to officiate this wedding and just to have that opportunity just to see and witness. I mean, weddings are special for me. I love doing wedding ceremonies, and every time I see that bride coming down the aisle, I'm just reminded about the groom that's coming back for the bride. And I just love just seeing in that couple's eyes and the love for each other. And that's what ultimately what we get from our Heavenly Father, that is love. If we're keeping Him at the center of our relationship and we invite Him into it, that's where we get love. I cannot give something that I've not received. It's very difficult. You can try it. It's very difficult to give something that you've not received. But if we've received love, if we know how much you're loved, how much you're valued, it becomes easier to give. Freely we've received, now freely we can give. And that's so important, friends, that as we come and as we go in our relationship, as we spend time with God, that we allow Him to be the centerpiece, the center of our lives. I love this. A.W. Tozer, great author, said this: what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. Think about that for a moment. What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. The picture we have of God is vitally important, and it will reflect in our relationship with others. If we believe that God is not good, it will come out in your relationship. People will start to notice. If you just don't see God as a God of love, you will struggle in your relationship. So we need to have that perspective and understanding of who is He? Who is this Father? What we believe His nature or character to be profoundly influences the way we move through life, approach relationships, manage resources, or handle the difficulties we encounter along the way. Be rooted, friends, in the knowledge and revelation that God is a trustworthy Father. Let this be part of our lives. Let this be part of our understanding. Asking the Holy Spirit to help us to grasp this, to get this revelation. This is such an important part, a revelation to have, to be rooted in the knowledge and revelation that God is a trustworthy Father. It is who He is. Psalm 62 verse 5 to 8. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rest my salvation and my glory, my mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Friends, I believe when God Himself is the anchor of our trust, we can engage in trust restoring activity. It becomes much easier. He is a covenant-keeping God whose promises are faithful and sure. He is utterly and totally reliable, even when His promises seem so far off. When God Himself is the anchor of our trust, we can engage in trust-restoring activity. And that's what God wants to bring as we build trust with Him. Friends, it's easier to extend trust and grace, to build that in relationship. And this is how God is teaching us. Lean not on your own understanding. Walking with the Father. Him teaching us daily how to walk, what to say, what to do. And some of you this morning, you might be trusting God for something big in your life. Maybe it's something small. Whatever it is, God is just teaching us to become more dependent on Him, becoming more dependent on His Spirit, not by might nor by power, but by His Holy Spirit, enabling us. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit is a great counselor? The Holy Spirit is a great guide. Everything that we need, Holy Spirit's got some amazing wise counsel. I just had a conversation with a friend of mine that's from Iran, and his wife is over there, and they've been separated now for about 2 years. She's over there, and she's wanting to come over here. And, you know, he was on a phone call with her. It was as beautiful as he shared with me. And he just had this longing. He said, he just thought to himself, I want to buy my wife some perfume. How many of you guys have had that thought of just, man, I want to buy my wife something. I want to bless her. And so, you know, he doesn't receive much, you know, during on a weekly basis, monthly, and And he's like, you know, I don't have much. And the beautiful thing is this man gave his life to Jesus 3 months ago. He used to be a Muslim, and now he's put his trust and his faith in God and in Jesus. And he got off that phone call, and, you know, he's like, you know, okay, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust him for my provision. And he shared with me, and it was just beautiful as he shared. He said, you know, I prayed. I said, Lord, God, I want to give my wife some perfume. And so as he walked, he looked down, and guess what? There was 25 pounds that he got. He picked up the 25, and he only needed 20, and he had 5 extra. But anyway, there's these little things in life, and he was so encouraged, so blessed, and I was so blessed to hear it, because here's a guy that has put his trust in Allah, in the false god. And so now he's put his faith in Jesus. And now he's walking with his son, and God is teaching him about faith and trust. And he said, I'm going to trust God. And here we go. God has provided for him. I mean, this guy was beaming as he was sharing with me. He's like, wow, this is amazing. He said, I had this funny feeling came over me. This funny feeling. I just like a good feeling. It's a good feeling. I was so happy. Isn't God good? I just love just... You know, Judy just sharing about, you know, her story about when she came here and, you know, they going through a time where they're just trusting God for their daily bread. And you know, she's living in this bed and breakfast. And this lady just said, hey, I'm just going to write that off. You can stay here for free of charge. I love that. Isn't God good, friends? When we start to learn how to trust him, man, he's going to take care of us. Stay calm. Trust God. And that's what we're praying for, just the calmness over you. And some of you are anxious here this morning and thinking about how am I going to pay these bills, and I need to support my family and all these things. And so God is just teaching us. I just love this story here in Daniel. Just going to move on. Daniel 6. This is a story of what Daniel was trustworthy and had to trust God. As Daniel went through some situations in his life, God was teaching him to become more dependent on him. In Daniel 6 verse 4, it says here, then the other administrators and high officers began searching for some fault in the way Daniel was handling government affairs. But they couldn't find anything to criticize or condemn him. He was faithful, always responsible, and completely trustworthy. So the administrators saw they're trying to find some fault in Daniel. But friends, this man was a trustworthy man. He could be trusted. The authorities entrusted him with some responsibility. And so we see further on in the story where he went through a challenge, like all of us go through challenges. He was challenged when he was put in the lion's den. Man, just think about that for a moment. Everything that you've been practicing and leading up to that moment, what God has been teaching you to walk with me, now you're going to put that to practice. There we go. You're going in the lion's den, and now you're going to trust this God. You're going to depend on him for your provision, for your safety. But I love this. In Daniel 6, verse 16, says, the king, Darius, declared to Daniel, may your God, whom you serve, continually deliver you. I just know that Daniel's life had an effect on the people around him. Even a king saying before he went in, he said this, may your God, whom you serve, continually deliver you. Why? He was watching Daniel. He was watching him closely. How many of you know that you're being watched daily at your workplace? People are watching you. And this king was watching him. And how he conducted his life, how he carried himself in situations. Could I entrust him? Is he trustworthy? I love that. And then we see here, Daniel 6:23, the king was overjoyed and ordered that Daniel be lifted from the den. Not a scratch was found on him, for he had trusted in his God. Love that. Daniel's prayer was answered because he knew God intimately. Most of his life, and God knew Daniel so well that he trusted him to write his story. Friend, God is writing your story. And I just know, in the same way as Daniel, God is going to teach you. You're going to face some situations this year that you've got to trust God. Count it all joy when you face trials and tribulations. As you go through this time, may you be reminded of Daniel's life and how he trusted, how he had this dependency on God, not in his own strength, not in his human intellect and understanding, but he was totally leaning on God. That's just something that we need to practice and learn as we walk with him. Daniel's trust in God was a testimony for all to witness, and he found favor in the eyes of the king. So much so that he wrote this. This is what King Darius wrote. And I read from verse 26. King Darius issued a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. I love that. King Darius wrote that. What will happen? What might happen if we as Christians live our lives in such a way that presidents, leaders, managers, CEOs observe that there's something different about the way we carry ourselves, how we influence, how we stay calm, how we are trusted, we can be entrusted, that he makes a statement like this. Presidents of our nations, ambassadors saying, this is what we're going to implement. This is the right thing to do. Friends, our God is a mightiful God. He's a mightiful God. He can be trusted. He's trustworthy. And what I believe God wants to teach us from this portion of Scripture is he wants us to fix our focus. Fix our focus. Because our focus can be on a lot of things. You see, Daniel's focus could be on the lions. And he's like, oh my goodness, what can I do? What? But there was a leaning on him. He fixed his eyes on the author and perfecter of his faith. And secondly, may we learn from the life of Daniel and how he trusted God and witnessed to others about God's faithfulness. Friends, your life is a testimony. Your test will become your testimony. Your pain will become your pulpit. Moments where we can share about God's goodness and faithfulness, of how he's led us through the furnace, how he's led us through the desert and the wilderness of our lives. He's teaching us how are we supposed to approach the hurdles of that life throws at us. And so, I want to just end off, just want to get the worship team up here. There's a psalm that David wrote. Psalm 20 verse 7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Many will put their trust in material things. But he's saying, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Are you one of the we? Are you one of those that say, Lord, I want to put my trust in you? I want, Lord, you want, I want you to remove some things that I've been leaning on, some material things. And so also here this morning, I feel God wants to restore some broken trust, some disappointments, trust in relationship. Maybe just thinking about your own dad. Maybe your dad is not here anymore. He's in heaven, but there's been some difficult times in relationships in your family. It was a hard place. It was not an easy place. But I just want you to close your eyes for a moment as I pray, and we're just going to go into a time of ministry. Just really invite the Holy Spirit to come into areas and disappointments where there's mistrust, betrayal, pain. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Father, that we can just learn from the story of Daniel and how, Father, you were leading him through. Lord, we know to get to, we need to go through. And Father, I know that there's some people here this morning that's going through some challenges. Father, but I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you that you are trustworthy. Thank you, Father, we can trust you. Thank you, Lord, that you are the God that supply all our needs according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And I pray, God, that you'll reinforce this trust in our lives, in Jesus' name, where we've been disappointed in the past, where people have betrayed us, where people have disappointed us. Father, we thank you that you're bringing healing right now. Father, we thank you for healing in Jesus' name. I thank you for emotional healing. I thank you, Father, we can let these people go. We can release them. We can bless them, Father. Where we've experienced pain from our own fathers and from people, Father, in our family. Lord, we thank you for forgiveness. We thank you that we are forgiven. Thank you that we've received grace for us to be able to extend grace. So help us to extend grace today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I'm also just going to pray at the end of this service. If you need prayer, as I shared this morning, and you are really struggling to forgive, you're really struggling to trust, I want to speak to you. I want to pray. We've got a team here. We want to pray for you. Friends, this is so important that we get this right in this city, at this time, in this hour. Let's just worship God. Continue to worship Him this morning.